Almighty God, we pray for your blessing upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established among us all. Amen.
Amen.
Manningham City Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now know as Manningham. We pay our respects to Wurundjeri elders, past and present, and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manningham. I welcome all members of the public here this evening to this council meeting. Manningham Council would also like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. Tonight's meeting is a special meeting of Council being held to conduct a few items of business before the election period starts. All Council meetings are controlled by a meetings procedure local law. I will introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and by reading the title. I will then call for a mover and seconder of a motion on the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join the debate on any item. Councillors may adopt the officer's recommendation in the report or propose amendments and supplementary motions. Item two, apologies for absence and granting of leave of absence. Mr. CEO.
Mr. Mayor, there are no apologies for this meeting.
Thank you. Item three, prior notification of conflicts of interest. Are there any notifications of conflict of interest?
There are no notifications of any conflict of interest.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item four, planning application PL 15-025350, 9 to 11 Williamsons Road, Doncaster. Use and development of the land to construct a 12-storey building comprising 137 dwellings and ground-level retail premises, plus basement car parking and a waiver of associated loading and unloading facilities. Do I have a mover of this particular matter?
Mr. Mayor, I'll move that the alternative motion be adopted.
The alternative recommendation.
Alternative recommendation, correct.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Griffith Costopoulos. Councillor O'Brien.
Councillors, this is a fairly strategic development in what I call a fairly strategic site. It is on the corner of Williamson's and Lawford Road. And it currently pretty much, I think, fits into the pattern of what we're doing in terms of the Doncaster Hill strategy. It is providing a very good mix of apartments, of one, twos and threes, and it enables people within this community to downsize, or those coming into this community to buy into this development, whether they have kids or about to start a family. So there is a really good mix of product here and product diversity, and that obviously is required under the planning scheme. It is a development that drew two objections. We have been advised those two objections have been withdrawn, and should we be going to a decision favouring this application, it will be that a planning application is immediately issued, and then all the building permit phase needs to start, and then we can get this development underway. So councillors, pretty much ticks the compliancy boxes for a development of this type. This is a strategy that was, the Doncaster Hill strategy was done many years ago, and this fits into that strategy. It conforms to the philosophy behind that strategy, and it ticks the policy boxes. On that basis, I ask that this recommendation, the alternative recommendation, be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Griffith Costopoulos.
Nothing further to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item five, planning application PL 09-020097.01, 969 to 973 Doncaster Road, Doncaster. An amendment to planning permit number PL 09-020097 by undertaking a number of changes to the building to increase the number of apartments from 22 to 38, including the addition of a fourth storey to increase the overall maximum building height to 14.4 metres, reducing setbacks to all boundaries and introducing car stackers into the basement car park. Do I have a mover for this?
I'll move that one, Mr Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor O'Brien.
Do I start with this? Mr Mayor, fellow councillors, this is an application that is simply amending a permit, and they're increasing the number of dwellings from 22 to 38. Not only are they increasing the number of dwellings, they're increasing the height, reducing the setbacks, and they're also bringing in some car stackers which don't meet not only our planning regulations but also the state government regulations on car stackers. It is clearly an application that is yielding this site out and getting as many as they possibly can onto this site without any regard for the internal amenity of this development. Looking at what would be approved, should it be approved, these apartments would be very small and really uncomfortable, I think, for people to enjoy living in them. It shows the symptoms of an overdevelopment. It shows the symptoms of increased site coverage, minimal landscaping, reduced permeability. It shows the symptoms that the applicant simply didn't want to engage in conversation with us and perhaps went about this in a more, I think, practical sense. Nothing wrong with amending a planning scheme, day in, day out, it happens all the time. What makes this particular application unusual is that we're not really voting this down. Well, we are in a sense of just reinforcing the officer's position, because this has now gone to VCAT. The applicant got fed up with us not making a decision, and it decided to go into VCAT on failure to determine and to fight it out and slug it out in VCAT. And with that, good luck. And I say to the Director of Planning Environment, bring in the best, because this application and those behind it really do need to, I think, be taught the particular values of our planning scheme. And those values are that we have amenity impacts onto adjoining properties that need to be protected. And this application fails that. And hopefully we can get a good outcome at VCAT, which reinforces the professional assessment that's been undertaken by our officers, that this application doesn't tick, unlike the one before it, doesn't tick any planning scheme requirements, and in fact is one that is trying to maximise the opportunity to get many apartments as they possibly can. And on that basis, I say, councillors, to support the recommendation and to vote this one down.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. I just rise to say that because this is in the DDO 8 area, I'm just glad that we do stick to those things within the planning scheme. In a conversation earlier today with Councillor Kleinert, we were discussing this, and she put it a lot more eloquently than I could have, and a very simple way of saying we have a planning scheme, it's for a reason. This clearly does not meet many of the aspects of the planning scheme, and for that reason we should have a refusal. So I thank Councillor Kleinert for making it so simple that way. And reading through this, it's saying, you know, to avoid reliance on below ground light courts for any habitable rooms. That's not met. To ensure that upper level of the three-storey building does not exceed 75%, that's not met. and there's over 15 to 20 different things that they're just not meeting within the normal DD08 standards that we have put in place, and also other objectives that are not met, right through even to do with the character of neighbourhood, the residential policies, integration with the streets. So I just thank the officers for such a detailed report and ask that everybody here support the objection to approve this.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against the motion? In that case, I'll put the matter. Those for? Those against? That's carried.
Division.
Councillors, there's been a request for a division. I ask that you indicate your support for the recommendation. Those for? Councillor Haynes, Councillor O'Brien, Councillor Griver Christopoulos, Councillor Downey, Councillor Goff, Councillor Kleinert, Councillor Galbally, Councillor McLeish. Thank you. Those against? None. That is carried. Item 6, Warrant 8 Special Rate Scheme Renewal, Notice of Intention to Declare Special Rate. Do I have a mover for this matter? Councillor Downey.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor Downey. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Golding. Councillor Downey.
Councillors, if you recall, a few weeks ago we had some traders come in and address us about their desire to have this special rates and what they plan to do with it. And as you may recall, they are a really active traders group who do have a lot of different activities throughout the year. They have canvassed the shopkeepers and they have quite a large degree of support. So I think that this is a really good scheme to go through and help the traders to promote Warrandyte, which is a great tourist attraction, and so they can do their special things, including their Christmas windows where they hide little figures. I can't remember what it was. It's a gnomes. Santa or something, a gnomes in the window where people have to find them. So they are an active traders organisation. They seem to be very united, and I think we should support them in this, and I ask you to support this motion.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Galvely.
Yes, I'd like us to support this motion too. I was actually a business owner and a member of this organisation, this association, about 16 years ago, and they were doing good work there in trying to invigorate the business area. I would just like to present what they have, an example of the sort of printed work that they've done, and they've sent this out everywhere. So this is part of what they print out, and it's all in support of all the businesses. All the businesses are supporting each other as well, so it's a trickle-down effect. And whoever does come into Warrandyte, whether it's to dine, then they'll be sent off to any neighbouring shops, and they all work really well together, even considering the fact that there are three different shopping precincts. One is the Goldfields, where the supermarket Quinton's is, IGA, the Village Shops, which is near the bridge, the Bridge Shop, and then the Village Shops, which are further up towards Jumping Creek Road. And they are all working together, and I would really like your support in this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against the matter? Just bear with me a moment, please, Councillors. Thank you, councillors. I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? That's carried. Item 7, Parks and Reserves Benchmarking Survey, April 2016.
So moved as on the paper, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Goff. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleinert. Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And like a lot of things that come to council, benchmarking surveys are things that we've done here since the year 2000, and we continue to go out every year and benchmark ourselves against other councils, similar sort of councils from the surrounding areas, of the quality. And it's a random check over our area and going around and looking at the quality of our works. And in this case, we're talking about our open space and gardens and oval areas and things like that. Results are in here, and it just does show that we are in that average area for councils. We're not the highest, but we're certainly not the lowest in most of the areas. And indeed, Manningham is one of the areas where we have huge amounts of parks and open space, probably more than any other. I'd hesitate to say, and I'd love to be corrected by somebody. I think we've got the largest in the metropolitan area of Melbourne of open space that is controlled by council. And that does put up a lot of challenges to our council with keeping all of that up to top grade. And the important thing here is not the actual result, but I suppose what we do with the results. And it allows our department to target areas for potential improvement that are highlighted here. They're not bad results, but there are some suggestions there in the report of things that we need to look at into the future, which is why all of these benchmarking surveys and things are there. They're not a punitive thing in a council, but they're things to keep us looking forward to ways to improving. And look, I'd like to commend the people that work in that area. It's a huge task, and there are always things that occur in our reserves, and there will be some grass that gets a bit higher on some stages, and there will be some litter that's left there overnight. But you know, the results in what we're doing really bear out very highly here across the metropolitan area that we're putting ourselves up against. So we're here to note that and put it out into the public realm and work on that at the council. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Klein. Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion. Those for, against, that's carried. Item 8, acquisition of land at the rear of 997, 999 and 1001 Doncaster Road, Doncaster East, the Montgomery Precinct Laneway. Do we have a mover? Councillor Haynes.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Gough. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This will make the laneway a complete laneway for council to be able to use as a roadway. As it says in the report, the laneway is owned or vested by council. There is a need to make it more uniform, and the purchase of these three tiny pieces of property do that. And I'm looking forward to it becoming a lot more uniform, and it says in the report that the proposed sale of the council land at Montgomery Street will allow council to fund the purchase. So I'm glad we're not digging into the coffers of the other needs within the community and the services that we provide. So this is just a really simple result. It says that council has already liaised with the owners in principle. So for us to formalise this tonight will help council move forward to be able to ensure that they do uniform this laneway. So I ask for all the councillors to support this.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Gough.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. And I think this is important that we do do this particular purchase and get this land. The shopping centre in that area around Montgomery Street and that precinct has always been difficult. And I think it's been a difficult site probably since it was built, but definitely in the last 20 to 30 years. It's always been an issue, and to get improvements into that shopping centre and to what's in behind it and around that area, and for the people that don't know, the area is near the corner of Blackburn Road and Doncaster Road. On that corner, you've got the McDonald's and the area in behind, has been extremely difficult, and we've at council for years tried to come up with schemes and ways of improving that particular area and site. And indeed, we've got a major plan for that area into the future. And that is really important to revitalise what is a very difficult shopping centre precinct and a very difficult area to be. And this particular widening of the laneway really makes whatever goes on to the other land and whatever development is put there, it makes it far superior than what it would have been if we didn't have this particular parcel of land. And so for that importance of for what the future of that area is going to be for the shops and also for the developments that are going to the other side of the laneway, that widening is extremely important. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? That's carried. Item 9, Annual Report 2015-2016 in principle approval. Do I have a mover?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the recommendation be adopted with the 2014-15 in Part C be changed to 2015-2016.
Thank you, Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos. Do I have a seconder?
So I second, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Goff. Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, the annual report provides a comprehensive account of our achievements and challenges faced during the 15-16 year, as well as our aspirations for the future. An updated version of the annual report is also available for the public, so they can have a look at that tonight as well. It's just interesting to note some of the highlights through the 15-16 featured in this report. The big one, of course, is the $21 million redevelopment of Acarina Aquatic Centre and Leisure Centre, including improved all abilities access, a new therapy pool, enlarged gym space and children's splash play area. Another big one for us is the planning and construction of the new $19 million Mulla Mulla Stadium at Mulla Mulla Reserve, which we're looking forward to. Delivering the Plaza Park project at MC Squared at Civic Plaza with over 15,000 people attending in over 70 events, which is a fantastic achievement for that. Developing a new waste bin program to commence in 16-17 and awarding a new waste collection contract. Approximately 1,700 metres of new footpaths as part of the principal pedestrian network program. Providing mobile devices to staff in aged care and disability services and engineering operations to improve service delivery to our community. But some interesting facts as well from that. Over 43,000 recycle bins cleared. We've planted over 12,000 trees in this coming year, or in the past year, my apologies. We've actually recorded $14,000 pet registrations, 144,000 hours of community services, which is incredible for Manningham. It's something that we pride ourselves on. We've had approximately 625,000 people visiting our library, which is increasing year by year from my understanding, and that's steadily increasing every year. And of course, we've had 139,000 of square metres of refurbished roads, which this council actually said we need to do more of, and that's what we're doing. So we pride ourselves on that as well. Council's annual report also details our performance against our strategic objectives for the full term of 2013-2017 council plan, as well as the major initiatives and initiatives outlines in the 2015-16 Strategic Resource Plan and Annual Budget, and provides an analysis of financial performance. This is the second year Council is reporting on a number of prescribed services performance, financial and sustainability indicators under the Local Government Performance Reporting Framework, which was introduced back in 2014. The annual report includes the audited financial statements and performance statements. But most importantly, this report demonstrates a variety of our operations and the diversity of services delivered to the Manningham community on a daily basis. I encourage my fellow councillors to support in principle the approval of this annual report and for this to be forwarded to the Minister for Local Government by 30th of September 2016. And I ask that you adopt the recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I'm not going to actually get up here and talk about the process of tabling an annual report, which the content is in here, and all the rest of that formal stuff. And there's some very good achievements the council has made, and it's a very good report in the intrinsic information that's in it. But what I actually want to do is just actually talk about the actual document itself that's here. And I know that local government has refine the way in which it wants local councils to report and have a bit more commonality in the areas it reports on, and especially the ones where we have to look at performance, and that will be a commonality across lots of local government areas. But the way in which we're trying at Manningham here to make it really readable for people, because the worst thing you can get in an annual report is a lot of words up the front and then a whole lot of numbers at the back, and that's your annual report. And if you actually look through this particular document, it's not just an annual report, but it actually gives you very good information of a layperson, not a person that knows how to read companies and directors and annual reports, but as a layperson, it actually gives a very good understanding of the operations of Manningham City Council, what it actually does, and clearly explains it to the layperson. And I'd like to congratulate the set out here, because indeed you come up to things that we call infographs. And if you open up to a page, and I'll just try and find one here, I've just found here one for the area of community spirit. And it gives some numbers and some things to compare in what we're doing in there. And of course, the one that came at the start, you know, some of the things that we've done in the area. Just very simple grabs, so you get an understanding of the breadth and depth of what we do. And because it's set out in alignment with our, I suppose, council plan, with those objectives, all of the areas are covered in under each individual area of the council plan. So you look at our objectives, everything we need is local, and we've got issues, we've got what we've done, what we're doing to address that area, and also the challenges, what's holding us up, and a little area on what's happening into the future. And there are a lot of explanations and case studies in here, so the average person that is reading this document can actually have a very good understanding of council and its operations. And I'd like to congratulate the people that have been working on the set out of this document and getting it together to enable us to have, I think, probably the best annual report in the sector. And indeed, a number of years ago, 2003 or 2004, we did win some annual report prizes within Australia for companies and councils. And I think with what we've got here, I think we've got a really great case to actually be in the market for winning that again, because it is extremely readable for the average person and extremely understandable for people. And that, in an annual report, is excellent. So thank you very much, and I hope we endorse this to go out to community consultation.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? That is carried. Thank you, Councillor, and I support those comments entirely. I think it's been a real notable improvement in our annual reports over the last 4 years under the careful stewardship of our marketing communications team, where they've improved year on year. They're certainly far better than they were at the start of our term of office. Item 10, documents for sealing. 13th of September 2016. Do I have a mover?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleiner. Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Kleiner. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? That's carried.